Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents Ghetto Cowboy by G. Neary, performed by J.D. Jackson. The front door is open. I walk in and the first thing I smell is... horses? I ain't never smelled a horse before. Never even saw one up close before a few minutes ago. But if a horse got a smell, I think this is it. 'Cause that's all that's in here. Horse stuff. A couple of old saddles, blankets, brushes, work boots, horse things like you see on TV. Instead of furniture, there's even them square things of hay to sit on. This ain't no house. It's a barn. To top it off, there's a big old hole from floor to ceiling knocked into the side of the living room, leading into the place next door like he just wanted to expand his crib and took over the abandoned one next to his. I peek inside the hole, but it's dark 'cause all the windows is boarded up. But man, it really smells like animal in there. Suddenly, something big moves in the dark, and I jump back. "That's lightning," says Harper. My eyes adjust to a pair of dark eyes staring back at me. It's a horse. He got a horse in the house. No wonder Mama left him. Just temporary accommodations until I fix his stall. One of the stable walls kind of fell in last month. Lucky for me, next door's been boarded up for a while. Won't nobody mind if I'm using it. Now I seen everything, I think. Harper must see my eyes bugging out because he smirks and says, "Welcome to Philly, boy." That feels like a dare. Like he thinks I'm scared of that thing. That horse is big, bigger than any living thing I ever seen. But I ain't gonna let no horse show me up. I drop my bags and take a step closer. The air is thick and musty. My eyes get used to the dark and I can see there's hay on the floor and a bucket of water near the wall. Lightning staring at me with one big eye, his nostrils sniffing at me, his hoofs clomp on the floorboards. I take another step, but the horse suddenly neighs and stomps his foot in front of me. I stumble back into the room and right into Harper. Harper shakes his head like I just proved him right. He don't like strangers. He's just used to living with me. You'll have to earn his trust. I scowl. Earn his trust? He's just a horse. "And you just a boy," he says. He gives me a long look. "Take your stuff upstairs. There's a space I cleared for you. Get settled, then come find me." Then he walks out the door again, leaving me all alone with that monster. "I ain't no boy," I say. But I go upstairs anyway, only 'cause I think horses can't climb steps. But up there ain't no better. These houses is tall and skinny, only one room wide. But that's just it. There's one room. His room, which got a bed, a bathroom, and a closet. I look in the closet and see he pulled stuff out of it and put a blanket on the floor. No. I ain't no Harry Potter, and I ain't living in no closet. I gotta think. I look around for a phone, but there ain't one that I can see. Don't matter, I guess, since I can't call Mama anyways on account of she ain't home yet. And my friends ain't got no car, so they can't help me neither. Maybe they don't even know that I'm gone, since most of them drift in and out depending on if they in juvie or not. One more gone ain't gonna make a difference. So I sit on the edge of the bed and bury my head in my hands. What am I gonna do? My head hurts and my stomach aches. I just roll up on the bed and hope this is just some nasty dream that's gonna go away. But after an hour, nothing changes. My eyes wander around the room, stopping at a picture on his dresser. It's a young guy with a racehorse. It looks like Harper a long time ago. He had a racetrack next to a sign that says Philadelphia Park, standing in front of a horse with one of them fancy riders on top. There's another picture, him riding a horse through the streets next to some pimped-out caddy. Man, who ever heard of horses in the hood? Then I notice a small picture in the back. I stand up to take a closer look. It's one of Mama, looking young and holding a baby. Is that me? I never seen this one. She's standing in front of this house, I think. Only it looks a bit better than it do now. A drop of water falls on the picture. I know it ain't no leak. I miss Mama, even though we ain't seen eye to eye lately. Well, for a long time. But she was the only one who seemed to care about me when I was growing up. I never thought in a million years she'd turn on me. It's not like I killed someone or ended up in prison or something. When I think that she just left me here with dumb old black Clint Eastwood, I get mad all over again.